Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
On this Easter Wednesday, let us listen to a portion of a homily by our Father among the Saints, Peter Chrysologus. After that tempest of the Lord's Passion, which had never before been experienced on earth, which filled the heavens with dread, which was unheard of at any time, and unbearable to the underworld, the Lord came to the sea and found his disciples adrift in the darkness of night. For after the sun fled, what relief from the night could come from the light of the moon or from the stars? For a somber and disorienting gloom was all there was, which kept in darkness not only bodily vision, but even the mind's own capacity to see, and it kept preventing the sailors from seeking or trying to reach again the shore of faith and the port of safety. As soon as morning had broken, the evangelist says, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus. All creation had fled the indignity done to the Creator. The world strove to keep away from the murder of its Lord, realizing that vengeance extends to the whole house in which the Master was killed by the criminal behavior of the servants. This is why the earth shook with its foundations coming apart beneath it. The sun fled so as not to see it. The light of day departed so as not to be an accessory. Rocks, since they were unable to leave on account of their nature, were rent in two by means of a novel kind of blow, accusing such a terrible deed by their noise, since they could not with words. And when hell saw the judge himself penetrating it, it wailed in its defeat as it lost those whom it was holding. Consequently, it happened that the souls restored to their bodies announced to the living that the dead, who the world had thought had utterly perished, would rise again. So when in this fashion all the underpinnings of the world were askew in confusion and disorder, and believed that they were tumbling down to the primordial darkness and the ancient chaos because of the death of its Creator, all of a sudden the Lord restored daylight by the light of his resurrection, and refashioned the whole world to its original form, so that the world which he saw had suffered with him to such an extent, he would raise up with him to his own glory. And so the evangelist says, as soon as morning had broken, that is, after the night of the Lord's Passion had passed, Jesus stood on the shore, so that he might call the universe back within its old boundaries, make strong what was wavering, rein in what had exceeded its bounds, compose what had been disturbed, and by his standing there stabilize the very foundations of the world which had been so shaken, so that the world returned at once to the service of its Creator, the same world that had dispersed at the indignity done to its Creator. But when morning had broken, Jesus stood on the shore, so that the church, above all else, in which the disciples were then being tossed about by the waves of the sea, he might lead back to the firmness of faith in him. And so because he had found them destitute of any power of faith, and thoroughly lacking any manly strength, he scolded them, such as they were, by calling them children. When he addressed these words to them, Children, do you have anything to eat? For there they were, Peter, who had denied, Thomas, who had doubted, John, who had fled. Therefore he addresses them not as the bravest of soldiers, but as timid children. And since he finds them not yet fit for battle, he invites them as fragile youths to the table when he says, Children, do you have anything to eat? He does this so that kindness may call them back to grace, bread to confidence, and food to faith. For they would not believe that his body had risen unless they saw him eating in a completely human fashion. The reason why the one who completely fills the universe asks for food, why the bread himself eats, is not because he hungers for food, but because he always hungers for the love of his own people.